We are answering one question, and that question is,
who was Sir Hiram Stevens Maxim, and what did he do?
Sir Hiram Stevens Maxim had a lot of famous quotes. One quote was, in 1882, I was in Vienna, where I met an American who I had known in the States. He said, hang your chemistry and electricity. If you want to make a pile of money, invent something that will enable these Europeans to cut each other's throats with greater facility.
In order to understand Sir Hiram Stevens Maxim's noteworthiness during World War I, one must first understand that he was an inventor. Maxim was a locally notable mechanic and had apprenticed at the age of 14 to a carriage maker. Displaying as an early genius for invention, he obtained his first patent in 1866 for a hair curling iron. Ever since, he'd innovate more successful and unique creations such as locomotive headlights, electric pressure regulators, and engine governors. Maxim had a significant role in World War I because of his production of cordite, harness on bullet recoil, and construction of the Maxim MG-8.
Maxim had a significant role in World War I because of his production of cordite. Because of this smokeless powder, he was able to completely maximize the Maxim MG-8's effectiveness to its fullest potential. The cordite was then oftenly used for military copies of the Maxim MG-8, and many armies replaced standard gunpowder with it. In simple terms, Maxim developed his own version of cordite, while incorporating it into the firearm auxiliaries of a great deal of platoons. And the fact that a large quantity of regiments started employing Maxim's particular variant of smokeless powder over typical gunpowder.
Maxim had a significant role in World War I because of his harness on bullet recoil. He utilized drawback from each projectile on the Maxim MG-8's precursor, the Gatling gun, with 10 barrels and a maximum fire rate of 1,200 rounds per minute. This was made possible through a magazine Maxim created that was affixed on the top of the gun's federal ammunition via gravity. In basic terms, he used a force that was strong enough to release the used cartridge and draw the next one. And since structured in this way, the Gatling gun required only one barrel to fire all of its ammo spontaneously.
Maxim had a significant role in World War I because of his construction of the Maxim MG-8. It was standard issue for the British brigade troops during World War I, which subsequently came to be acknowledged as the Machine Gun War because of how defensive and destructive the gun was. For instance, during the Battle of Somme on July 1, 1916, in just a day the British lost 21,000 men, mostly to the Maxim MG-8. In basic wording, the British unit soldiers set Maxim's MG-8 gun as equipment that's provided as part of the regular gear supplied to them, and a huge amount of lives were taken, due to the gun's power just from fighting and protecting its users for only 24 hours.
So to sum everything up, Maxim played an important part in World War I due to his cordite fabrication, bullet recoil understanding, and Maxim MG-8 establishment. Here are three interesting facts about Sir Hiram Stevens Maxim, just for your FYI. Maxim had worked in a mouse-invested windmill, and at the same time he conveyed signs of inventiveness by making an automatic mouse trap that's even used till this day. After being an apprentice, Maxim went from one job to another in search of places where he could execute his creative mind. And in 1866, by demonstrating his exquisite skills, Maxim attained his first patent for his first ever creation, the hair curling iron.
So now you know who Sir Hiram Stevens Maxim is and what he did.
Well, that's the end of this podcast. We thank you for listening. I'm Louie.
And I'm Chewy.
And
we are out. Later.